program, you can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and tonight it's Ian with you.
And Luther.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free on the site, so do enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And I want to tell you about the Liberty Forum. It's coming up in March. You've got about 2 months left here. The 18th through the 21st is when it's happening, and it is a blast. Highly recommended that if you're interested in liberty in your lifetime, if you're interested in the Free State Project, something we talk about on a regular basis on this program, the Liberty Forum is a perfect opportunity to come up, visit New Hampshire, and get to know some of the hundreds of liberty-minded people that are up here, because hundreds of them will be at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. It's a well-attended event, and in many cases, the hotel sold out last year, if I'm not mistaken.
It's the biggest one in the Northeast. There may be larger liberty events, but not much larger and not many.
So get on over to freestateproject.org/libertyforum. You can learn more about some of the guest speakers they're going to be having. There's a convention-style atmosphere, but that's not to say there's not partying that goes on. After hours, there's a lot of that well into the night. They even had a drum circle in the hotel lobby last year. So
that's crazy.
It's very interesting.
And it was interesting, too. It wasn't a wild, crazy drum circle either. It was just nice.
It's just a lot of fun, and it's a fun group of people, and so there's a lot going to be happening, and there's a lot that happens that's not even official, just because the people in this movement are self-starters, a lot of them are, and so if they feel like something's lacking from the official event, they'll just go ahead and start their own thing. There's an alternatives expo that takes place in some of the hotel rooms, which just has different kinds of topics.
Always go every year.
Yeah, that you're just not going to hear about in the official event, and of course, there's, like we're saying, there's parties, and there's people going out for dinner, and things like that.
Right, so I've heard plans of a ski trip.
I think they usually do some sort of state house tour or something like that for the more politically oriented things. So come on out, go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum, get registered and get on board. You, I think, still have a chance to get an early bird discount, but I'm not positive on that.
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
Okay.
I looked at it today, actually. You can buy the whole package, but you can't buy a la carte yet.
Got it. Okay, so we will...
Is it FTL 2010?
I believe the discount code is FTL 2010. We need to verify that, though. Can you check that for me, Mark?
I'm certain.
Okay, great. So if you punch that in, I think that gets you 10% off, if I'm not mistaken. That's FTL 2010 at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Let's go right into your phone calls. Ladies first, Kelly is in Louisiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Kelly.
Hey, y'all. It's Brooke Kelly with the Freedom Ride.
Oh, hey, Brooke. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, y'all asked me to call in last time with an update on what was going on with me and my arrest situation. But just to recap, I was at the Obama town hall meeting here in New Orleans, and I said some things, I guess, that I shouldn't have, and the Secret Service ordered my arrest. And so I went to court on that, and basically they just dismissed it. I explained what happened, and I guess that he just said that they just decided not to prosecute, but he let me know for sure that he did think it was in his personal opinion that I was disturbing the peace, even
Who's
though
that?
He wasn't there and didn't know what happened.
Who said that?
The judge.
The judge said that you were disturbing the peace?
Now, point of information,
yes.
Brooke, is this a federal charge that we're talking about, federal court, or is it Louisiana, New Orleans kind of charge?
Yeah, this is just municipal court. They cited me for disturbing the peace and changed the citation a couple times and then basically just dropped it, which is good news for me, but now I have a whole lot of people telling me I need to sue.
Yeah.
So,
well,
I guess
the question I'm left with here, Brooke, is, if there's – I mean, obviously, it seems to me that one can protest and one can disturb the peace while protesting, but where does the – what is the line between – protesting and disturbing the peace? It would seem to me that any protest could be argued that it is disturbing the peace.
Right? The way that the law is worded, that's absolutely correct. Like, I mean, you basically cannot go outside and speak anymore.
Hmm.
And I looked up Louisiana law, and I mean, it's dead on, but unfortunately, it's not the type of situation where you can just walk in the courtroom and argue that it it conflicts with the Constitution because they're really not going to care. They just see me as a troublemaker.
Right. They don't. And honestly, these judges have little care for the Constitution at all. And I've heard in some cases that the courts, that these municipal courts, are legislatively created and aren't, and not in fact part of the judicial branch at all. So therefore, the Constitution doesn't really come into play. That's what I've heard. I don't know if it's true or not.
Right.
Well, it's not like it would come into play
anyway. Situation, when I went to enter my plea, the judge let me know. He was like, you know, I am a Democrat and I support Obama. And I was like, well,
oh, wow.
So
he should recuse himself.
I'm not a Republican and I'm not opposing Obama per se so much as, you know, the legislation that's coming out of his administration.
Wow.
I can't believe he said that. I can't believe those words came out of his mouth.
I know. Wow.
Yeah, that sounds like suing action
to
me.
They can just get away with whatever they want. Now, I mean, how would you sue them? You'd have to find a lawyer that would back you up, right? I mean, can you afford a lawyer, or do you think you'd find one that would do it for free, or what?
I am my own attorney, so you're talking to her. It's just not something that I want to pursue right now. I mean, I got arrested 4 times last year. So.
I don't blame you for that, because when you want to sue the state, you have to pay them, right? I mean, if you want to take a case to trial, you have to give them hundreds of dollars just to start some process in that direction.
Thank you so much. They were, like, ragging on me last night on another show because I was choosing not to pursue that, and I was trying to tell them it's a broken system.
Right.
Like, I'm not going to go in and try to point my finger and make them fix it. I just want to be left alone.
They won't. You're absolutely right. You can go in, throw hundreds of dollars down the well, if you know, throw it down the sewer grate, and then spend a whole bunch of time trying to work within their system where you've got judges who are on their side and are certainly not on yours. I mean, the odds are stacked against you a million to one. It's suicide.
Especially if you go by do it by yourself, as you're suggesting.
Even with a lawyer, then you're spending even more money.
That's
to fail.
The thing is, if you don't get a lawyer, then you're wasting your time by trying to go through their system. If you do get a lawyer, you put an incredible amount of money forward,
and
for
you're still
them,
wasting your time.
Which of course they're going to find you. Find initially they're going to find you guilty. You're going to have to take this up to an appellate level in order to get any kind of redress, and that's just assuming that it happens, because, you know, time and again it doesn't.
Brooke, any
other thoughts? So I have another court case that's pending now that's in Baton Rouge for a similar thing, because I was speaking out against the flu shot to, like, warning people that that's deadly. And I had a lot of people coming up and thanking me, but then I had, like, one or two that called the cops, and so I got into trouble with that. And that's in Baton Rouge. But I was supposed to go put in a plea, but I just wasn't feeling it that day. Like, I wasn't feeling well. My car wasn't feeling well. I just didn't go in and do it. But I called in, and I'm going to fight that one, too.
So if you didn't put a plea in, but you called them, that was enough? Or is there a failure to appear out for you?
I don't know. I mean, so far they can't even locate me in the system, but, like, I really did want to go. I had every intention of going. I came back down to New Orleans from Minneapolis to go. But, I mean, it was, like, 6 o'clock in the morning, and I wasn't feeling well, and I just thought, like, why am I going to stop my life, stop what I'm doing right this second, and, you know, go cater to them. I did go over there an hour away just to tell them I'm not guilty, or, you know, I'm innocent, or, you know, they're going to put not guilty in whatever.
I don't blame you for that. I mean, we were just talking with Mike Barsky, one of the activists up here in New Hampshire, the other day, and he's done something similar where he wrote a letter to the court basically saying, yeah, the hell with you. I've got better things to do. I've been to your court trials before. You've dropped the charges when I arrived there, which is, of course, what happened to you. He spent hours preparing for going to trial and getting ready for that mentally and going through all of, you know, that stress just to find out they dropped the charges. So now that they've charged him with something else, he's basically said to them, yeah, I'm just not going to go because I've got better things to do. That's going to end up putting him in a cage, but hey, good for him. I think it's heroic, and I think he should be praised for it.
I was gonna try to go. I mean, that was my first intention, you know, but then it's just like, what are we fighting? We're fighting the fact that they're trying to make us slaves to them. And if you have to stop what you're doing. And, you know, when I did go to court in New Orleans, it was just, I had to forfeit complete control of my body. Because, I mean, as soon as I walked in, they're like, sit here, don't sit there. They shuffled us around 2 or 3 times, like, no, don't sit there, sit here. And they crammed us up all in one space, and they're they're like, take off your sunglasses, even though
they just want to. Yeah, they just want to exert as much control over you as possible. It's, they're sick. Thank you, Brooke, for the call tonight, and keep us in the loop with your other situations. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Americans have heard much about change in recent times and are now waking up to the truth. Well, here's a few facts about your food you may want to change. Did you know that nearly 100% of the food on store shelves comes from a few corporations and that most is genetically engineered, chemically sprayed, and transported great distances? Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company, like you, wants to see Americans change and take control of their own food supply, one seed at a time. Over 12 years, we've become America's premier supplier of pure, non-GMO seeds with over 1,400 varieties. Gardeners and homesteaders know Baker Creek offers some of the most popular seed collection kits, like our large heirloom kit with 60 full-size seed packets for only $99. The kit contains 25 types of vegetables and comes packaged in a metal can for long-term storage for just $99. Look for our free catalog today at rareseeds.com. That's rareseeds.com or call 1-866-OLD. Seed. That's 1-866-653-7333 today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves if you just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Luther.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. freetalklive.com, and those features include our chat room. You can go and get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners during the program. It's the best time to find them, though surrounding hours are usually okay, too. Chat.freetalklive.com. It is open all the time, and it's totally free. Chat.freetalklive.com.
When it comes to personal protection, do what top police, military, and civilian defense instructors get for themselves, their families, and recommend for you. It's the Tiger Light non-lethal defense system. You can go to tiger.freetalklive.com, and we have a huge savings for our listeners there. It's tiger.freetalklive.com, and I have one. Ian's got one on the way, and it's a heck of a little device.
All right, so we're going to continue with your phone calls. We'll go to Nico in Illinois. Nico, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I just wanted to make a couple comments on those sexual myths you guys were talking about.
Yes, sir.
I think some of them are just proven fact, and you know, I agree with many of them. I think some of them, though, are kind of a matter of opinion, or they're sort of ambiguous. For example, the 10th one that states that men and women can't really be friends because there's too, like, they're solely interested in sex. I think that's kind of true in most cases, actually, but I think there are certain circumstances where it's not. I find myself friends with girls, and I wouldn't want to have sex with them, but I tend to find those girls not attractive anyways. So, you know, but even the ones that I am attracted to, like, if I'm in a relationship, of course, I'm not going to be interested in that. But, I mean, I couldn't say that if I were single and, you know, something were to come up, I wouldn't go down that road. So, I don't know. I guess you kind of have to look at it from multiple perspectives. But I don't know. I don't think it's either black or white. I think there's some gray area. I want to comment on another one, but I'll
I would. I think that's pretty much what the consensus was here tonight.
Yeah. And then I think there's a fourth one that talked about porn addiction. I don't really believe that porn is an addiction. I agree with you guys. However, there's certain cases where, especially women, when they're abused as children sexually or physically, their development, like, they're just completely screwed up developmentally. So some people have, like, certain symptoms like sexual compulsion or something like that where they are actually, like, addicted to porn, but it's not because of the pornographic content itself. It's because of an overlying symptom, like,
because they're sexually repressed in some way?
Well, I mean, a lot of people who find themselves abused as children, they want to try and change the situation or better it. It's just a mental disorder that happens because of it. And so a lot of people who are abused find themselves, like, they're sexually compulsive. They like to have sex. And so if they're in a relationship, they do it all the time. And
I have certainly known people like that and similar situations. I knew a girl who had such terrible self-esteem because her father used to, you know, crawl into bed with her at night when she was young.
Father or stepfather?
Father.
Unusual.
Yes. Yeah, and she just had no self-esteem whatsoever. She was, you know, open to the public, so to say.
I really have no respect for people who do that. It's just because what a lot of people overlook is when things like that happen, it actually changes the person's outlook and the way they think, and they end up actually becoming abusers themselves. But just thought
sometimes
I'd shed a little bit of light on that with
yeah, it doesn't necessarily always have to be that way, though.
No, I don't believe
there certainly is evidence that it can happen.
Yeah.
Reminds me of there's a show out there, the Love Line, with Dr. Drew, which is, I think, one of the better, more FM talky kind of shows.
I used to listen to it.
Well, it was amazing to me listening to it. It's one of those shows that, like all talk radio, is very repetitive, right? I mean, if you listen to enough of one talk show, you start to get an idea for what they're going to say over time. And
that's why you have a great comedian like Adam Carolla doing a show with you.
Except he's not doing it anymore.
No, he's not.
So I don't listen anymore.
Yeah, I haven't listened, so I don't know what they're doing these days. But I imagine they're still around, but just listening to Dr. Drew and how he's able to just kind of predict what has happened to somebody. Like, some girl will call in, and she'll have an issue, and he'll say, well, okay, were you 8 years old when you got molested? And the girl will say, yeah, how did you know? Well, and he'll say something like, I can hear it in your voice. And it's just like, I don't know, the way they talk, talking like a little girl or something like that.
No, he could have just been picked up on nuances that she might have been hinting at.
Or she told the screener more than you get.
Yeah, but, maybe that's true, but he made it seem like...
Right, that's what they make it seem like, and it seems to me that, you know, it's all seemed very accurate.
The consistency of it, and I believe they actually said it one night, and maybe somebody else can clarify this, but they actually said something like, well, the reason why these girls sound like they're little girls is because they stopped developing at a certain point, not physically, but they stopped developing mentally at the point at which they were molested by Chester or whoever back then.
And actually, I knew somebody like that as well. She had the mentality of a 9-year-old, literally, like on every issue, because when she was 9-year-old, she was raped.
It's crazy. I mean, it's hard to believe that that could be the case when you hear it, but when he can predict that over and over again just by hearing somebody, it was pretty mind-blowing.
Yep.
Anyway, Nico, any other thoughts?
Just to say that I actually found a feed online, it's a stream that plays a bunch of random Loveline shows from the Adam Carolla days, and I listen to it every night before I go to sleep. So there you go.
Isn't the internet a wonderful thing?
That's one of my favorite talk shows other than this one. So
if you could you post that? Because I would love to. I would love to listen to some of those old shows.
bbs.freetalklive.com.
That's right.
Yeah,
you good?
Definitely.
Thanks, Nico. Appreciate hearing from you tonight at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Now, what happens when a male is molested at a young age? Do they also have a similar developmental issue? Do they talk like little boys? I mean, is
doesn't
it
seem likely,
does it manifest differently? Is it just that there aren't as many that are as obvious? I
imagine there's so many variables that it'd be hard to predict. For somebody like Dr. Drew, but I certainly couldn't say.
I think molestation is an attitude of the victim to some extent. I think that you can have been molested in some way by somebody who would be, you know, like an aggressor, but if it didn't show up to you as a molestation, then it's not.
Then it's not.
It's your
right. The molestation has to do with unwanted sexual advances.
Right. And so if
someone would say, I was molested by my 16-year-old neighbor, but that's not true. I was completely consenting to that activity. And there are people out there that just can't hear me say that. They refuse to hear me say, to listen to me when I tell them, yes, I was able to make those choices for myself. I absolutely knew what I was doing, and I was able to make that that conscious choice. And they say, no, you didn't. It was a crime. It was a crime what was done to you. No, it wasn't. I was involved in it. By choice.
I find it very difficult to hear, too, but I've heard it so many times that I've kind of come to another place with it. And I guess if a woman can consent to having sex with a man, then not every situation where a man's having sex with a woman is a rape. Then a young man can choose to have sex with a slightly older man, and not every one of those situations is going to be a rape. I mean, it seems to me that has to be, it has to be possible,
if
right?
If he was 40 years old, it still wouldn't have changed the situation.
It probably would have been. It would have changed the situation because it would have been different.
Well, it would have been different, but the circumstances would have still been the same, and I still would have been making the choice. I was conscious of what choice I was making. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Bring up anything. Take control of the airwaves. Free Talk Live.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard around the world. Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today. Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Our economy is in great distress. The financial dominoes can fall at any time. It's time to stop hoping it doesn't happen and prepare just in case it does. You have auto and home insurance. Why wouldn't you have food insurance? Are you prepared to feed your family long term? Because it might take years to recover. As the adult, it's your responsibility to feed your family, especially during rough times. SurvivalistSeeds.com is offering a package that will give you a 3-acre heirloom vegetable garden anywhere. 50 heirloom varieties, 8,000 vegetable seeds, over 5 pounds of healthy food. Don't be fooled by marketing companies disguised as patriots. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight it is Ian with you.
And Luther.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Give you the features free. Those features including our live streams, broadband version, a dial-up version, and more, all at listen.freetalklive.com. Listen.freetalklive.com.
And if you if you've been thinking about putting away a certain amount of money every week or bi-week, whatever, when you get your paycheck, I think that, you know what's happening with the economy as far as them printing all kinds of dollar bills and devaluing the currency. It might be a better idea to go with gold and or silver, probably silver if you're doing it on a weekly basis. And Free Talk Live has stepped up to be able to help you do just that. You can go to silver.freetalklive.com and check out the gold and silver pieces that we have there for our listeners. And call this number, 877-857-9938. 877-857-9938. It's Midas Resources, the syndicate here of our show. And they will do a layaway plan for you. You pick 20 or 25 coins. It's the shipping is the same as one as it is for 25, so you want to get like 25. And you can pay on them as you get your paycheck, and then when you're done paying, they'll send it off to you, and you can do it all over again, and it's a great way to put money aside. Silver.freetalklive.com.
All right, I'm going to – I guess it's a lengthy story here that I think is very good by Alfred Scharinger over at the Campaign for Liberty. And he's a former citizen of Austria who has had a lot of experience. He's an older gentleman who was actually involved as a government bureaucrat over there. So it's interesting hearing from people that have seen tyranny elsewhere and looking at their perspective of what's happening here in this country today from where they've been and what they've seen in their lives. And that's what he's going to share with us here. When I heard President Obama announce the universal health care system will save us money, I knew I had to speak up. I have the wisdom, the knowledge, and the experience to speak to this controversial subject. It's imperative that Americans be informed by an independent person with nothing to gain, someone who actually has worked in government-run healthcare systems, such as what might soon be forced upon us. Here's the insider's truth of what's going on with any government bureaucracy. I spent 6 years working for the Krankenkasse, an Austrian state-operated healthcare system, which was enough for me to yearn for freedom, even with the uncertainties and risks that come with free choice. During my employment, there were about 900,000 policyholders and about 600 government clerks. After arriving in the U.S. as a legal immigrant, I went to work for a small insurance agency selling health, life, and loss of income policies. One day, our boss invited us to visit the company headquarters. I expected a huge building like the one in Austria. And I couldn't believe it when we stepped in front of a couple of bungalows and the boss said, "This is it." I knew that our company had about 800,000 policyholders, so he originally had worked for a company that had not, or for the government,
had
900,000. Was this possible? 70 private workers doing the same work as 600 public clerks in Austria?
Sounds right.
Just by chance, I brought one of my client's claim forms in hopes of expediting it and gave it to one of the clerks to process. 2 hours later, the same clerk handed me a check. I almost fainted. It would have taken at least 5 days to get three signatures to get a check from the Krankenkasse. When I left school, I got a job with the Austrian government because my father knew somebody high up in the bureaucracy. I had to share my desk with another worker and help her with her daily load. I was eager to work and dug right in. But by 11 a.m., and we've heard this before, by the way, by 11 a.m., my desk mate told me to slow down because we'd already processed all the forms for that day. Didn't that happen to your wife, Mark?
Absolutely true. She was so much faster than the other employees. She'd get a little heat from them, and when she quit, working for the government, she quit in September. She had done all of her work for the year. And she had so many cases left over that they, she had done all her work, and there were leftover cases enough that they were giving them out to the other employees so that they could make their workload, which they weren't even close to. These people weren't going to make their numbers, and if they didn't, it doesn't matter.
Look, sweetie, you need to learn how things work around here. You need to slow it down.
Well, in her case, her boss wouldn't have been that sort. But I mean, this kind of it comes from the ground up and the top down in bureaucracy. People are incentivized to not produce in bureaucracy.
Indeed, he went on for more than a year, saying he spent most of his time roaming the building, gossiping, and sleeping in the archive room. Since I was a certified public accountant, I was eventually promoted to revisor. Every day, I would drop in on some company unannounced to make sure that every worker had insurance coverage. Even if a person only worked for one day, the official paperwork and application had to be sent in. Heavy fines were waiting for the offender. No, this was not the IRS. This was your basic government-run insurance. Which, by the way, the IRS, if the government program goes through,
will be the one enforcing it. Yeah.
Every year, the unions would dream up more perks for us. First, we got extra month's pay in December, and the next year, another one in July. So every year, we got 14 monthly paychecks. One year, we got 15 paychecks because the unions arranged for a policy that paid us ahead of time. Of course, we had to show up for work at 7 a.m. every day, but then at 1 o'clock, we were done. It took a lot of imagination, 7 to 1, and a lot of imagination to fill the empty hours. Despite all of this idle time on our hands, it wasn't long before we had automatically gotten tenure and could never be fired. No matter what.
Sure. Now that's going to be clearly, something that the union for a government worker is going to be working on, and it's darn close to that way in the United States. Darn close. It's really difficult to get fired, and So therefore, what is the incentive of an employee if their employment can't be terminated and they get automatic longevity bonuses?
Yeah.
And
no incentive to work.
Right. There's no incentive whatever to work.
My brother, who still lives in Austria, was a big shot in charge of the Austrian railway system, but he was forced into retirement at age 55 to make room for the younger folks and supposedly to save money. He gets 90% of his former salary, plus unlimited free first class travel for his whole family anywhere in Europe. His pension is twice as much as they pay his replacement, so now it costs the government 50% more than before.
Yeah.
Every 3 months, Austrian doctors
the government can't count.
Get reimbursed for each patient they treated, but the money is the same whether they treat him once or 20 times. Doctors are not permitted to make any important decisions. Instead, they refer patients to the chief Arzt, which is the chief doctor. This bureaucrat has the power to say whether you are sick enough to get treatment, medication, and compensation for loss of income. And you better look the part of being sick, because enforcers were lurking around corners, spying on you. All of the primars had another chief, the Lieutenant Chief Arzt. This person was the ultimate authority over life and death. People would tremble with fear when they got a letter from the primar. Will he cut my income off? Will he disallow my surgery even though my doctor told me it was necessary? Will I get that new medicine? Will they try and save my leg or just cut it off? Of course, even his decision was subject to review by a higher level, the primarius of all primars. When my mother had to see her doctor, she would pack a lunch and stand outside the doctor's office from dawn until he arrived around 9 a.m. It didn't matter when she arrived. There was already a line. The waiting room was always packed, and many times she sat in the office all day. Eventually, I discovered a faster way for my mother to see the doctor. When I joined a local soccer team, a teammate who happened to be a doctor said there was another entrance to his office, reserved for the VIPs and friends. It was not fair to others, but it solved my mom's long waits. Years later in the 1990s, during one of my visits to Austria, my brother took me with him when he visited the government dental clinic. Little had changed. The Zahnarzt, which translates to tooth doctor, was a friend of my brother. We were invited to wait inside the laboratory, and of course, I could see a dozen people outside sitting on a bench. One by one, the dentist would call them in, poke around their mouth a bit, and say, "It needs to be pulled." He then got a syringe filled with Novocaine, shoved the needle up into the gum without any preparation or pre-numbing, and then sent the patient to wait outside. No wonder people go to a private dentist if they can afford it. Many services that Americans consider standard were not available through the Krankenkasse. For crowns and bridges or well-fitting dentures, you had to pay out of your own pocket. Most medicine, except aspirin, was not covered. Hospitals had 10 to 20 beds in one room with one or two nurses attending. If this was unacceptable, there were always private and semi-private rooms available for the paying patients.
Sure, but, and this is the difference between public and private school in the United States. You know, people are incentivized to take what's free, and then but the thing that's provided free has no incentive of being good, and generally gets more and more expensive, and less and less quality over time.
And who could pay for those luxuries when the Austrian government took more than 50% of your paycheck?
Well, that's the same.
More coming up here at 800-259-9231. Experiences from socialized medicine. It's Free Talk Live.
Even in a down economy, there are businesses and individuals who are booming. Efren Taylor, a self-made millionaire CEO who's been featured on Fox News, CNN, and more, is looking for people like you who want to succeed with him in his newest venture and make money, guaranteed. You don't need tens of thousands of dollars to take advantage of this once-in-a-lifetime cash-generating opportunity, and you're guaranteed to generate easy cash or your money back. How much? Up to $11,000 per month or more, every month. It's not stock-based, real estate, franchise vending machines, or ATMs, and it's not multi-level, but a real business with real people and a proven concept. So proven, it's profitable in over 3,000 locations nationwide. So join Efren Taylor and his cash-generating sweepstakes machines and get a guaranteed income. The path has been paved, but there are only 1,000 of these incredible money-making opportunities available. So call 1-888-59-SWEEP. That's 1-888-59-SWEEP. 1-888-597-9337. Call now.
For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy.
The JFK assassination.
This is Houston. Say again, please.
Houston, we've had a problem.
Landing on the moon.
The pictures of airplanes flying into buildings, fires burning, huge structures collapsing, have filled us with disbelief.
9/11.
I know that many of my supporters are disappointed. I am too.
Global warming.
historic events, or conspiracies. If you seek alternative information, go to conspiracyking.com. Discover the largest and best selection of conspiracy books in North America at conspiracyking.com. Read articles and the works of authors worldwide at conspiracyking.com. Want to contact us? Call toll-free 800-294-5250. That's 800-294-5250 for conspiracyking.com. Exposing tyranny since 1991.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Perhaps enough time for your call. If you make it now, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Luther.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free. Enjoy those on us. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, go to promote.freetalklive.com. There's a whole bunch of stuff listed there that you can do to help get Free Talk Live into more ears around the world. Promote.freetalklive.com.
If you're a college-age student or, you know, heading into college, heading out of college, probably should check out libertarianinternships.com. They have internships in production, journalism, state policy organizations, public policy organizations on a national level. The production internships are for people in television, new media, newspaper, that kind of thing. And you can check them all out at libertarianinternships.com. You know, the job market kind of tough. They do job placement for you. They give you a housing allowance, a stipend, seminars on how to get a job, seminars on, that relate to the kind of job you've got. So, libertarianinternships.com.
All right, we're sharing a story here from campaignforliberty.com with a gentleman who, I'm not sure how old he is, but he's definitely been around, formerly from Austria, working at one point in his life for the government, the government healthcare system over there. He has been on the inside, and he's not just been to Austria, he's been elsewhere around the world and has had experience working and experiencing from the also as a patient perspective these healthcare systems. So he knows some of the problems that are just endemic to these government run healthcare systems. Let me continue the story here. He's talking about how he was just as recently as the 1990s visiting over in Austria, where nothing had really changed. He points out that the Austrian government was taking 50% of your paycheck. So while you could get private care, it was priced so expensive for most people that they couldn't afford it. So they felt like they had to go with the government option.
You know, I wonder when he says that the Austrian government takes 50% of one's paycheck, I wonder, you know, are there municipalities there that are taking taxes on top of that? Or is that included in that? Because
I don't know.
It's my understanding that here in the United States that they say 50%, and I've heard people come up with numbers that are significantly higher, especially if you make more money, you know, 50%, 60%, things like that, of what you make goes to the government in all of its forms. And that doesn't even take into consideration the hidden taxes that you pay when, you know, corporate taxes and stuff like that. When you buy something from a corporation, they're not paying the taxes. You are.
Yeah, I don't know what he's including in that. He goes on to say, then again, if you knew the right doctor who was friendly with one of the primars, you might be sent to one of the many Kuransalt spas for 3 to 4 weeks with full pay. The freebies couldn't last forever. Eventually, it became clear that the money deducted from citizens' paychecks failed to cover the government's overhead. The obvious solution was to introduce a national sales tax. It started at 8%, and the last time I checked, it was over 20%.
God.
The government, that's been proposed here, too, by the way.
And that's for healthcare, yeah.
Well, no, I mean, the national sales tax has been proposed long before healthcare by conservative types, by, you know, so-called smaller government types. Anyway, he goes on to say the government was clever. They hid it in the price paid, which is also what they're proposing.
It's a fat tax, yeah.
When you buy goods or services in Europe, the price that's posted includes this tax. By now, people have long forgotten why gasoline prices are so high. That's why it costs over $2 a liter, which comes out to $7.50 a gallon. And you thought $3 was high? The same's true in Canada, where I lived for 6 years. $2 a liter for gasoline. Have you ever tried to buy cigarettes or booze in Canada? The stores are government-run, so that bottle of Smirnoff that would sell for $17 in the U.S. runs $40 or more. And yet some nations are trying to adopt the Canadian system. How's that for irony? Now, not much has changed in Austria since I left to seek freedom for myself and my family. The horror stories about their healthcare system have not gone away. I visited my homeland many times and am still in touch with some friends. One of them's now the leading primarius in Upper Austria. He's tried to reform the system from the inside for years, but last year he said he's given up and was just there to get his paycheck and retire. You can't fight an entrenched bureaucratic system. That's why it's imperative that we prevent this travesty from happening in the United States. Most of my school friends have long since died, except for two who now live in the U.S. My friend in Canada died while waiting 2 years for a heart bypass operation. How and why most of my friends in Europe died is a story in itself, but certainly the system had a lot to do with it. The last 2 years I spent in and out of the hospitals and went through 6 surgeries. I can only say there is no finer healthcare than right here in the good old USA. Insured or not, they take care of you, and then they make the financial arrangements. There are many agencies set up to lend a helping hand. If people are dying on the street, as Harry Reid claims, why is everybody trying to get in by hook or crook? I ask myself, why am I still alive? And the answer, I think, is I have at least one more task to do on this earth, to make as many people as possible aware of what's coming. Fight with all your might to keep the only sane country in this world from being sucked up by the ideology of a few uninformed, misguided souls. Avoid it at all costs. He says almost every single European leader in the 1930s promised more freedom, prosperity, equality for all, a house and car for everybody, free health care, etc., etc. I know. I was there. I saw and heard the cheering crowds and smiling faces. Only a few years later, I saw the tears, the wailing, and hopelessness. But there would be no free democratic Europe if it weren't for the citizens of the good old USA rising up, sacrificing 500,000 lives to free these countries from tyranny. Well, I don't know if I agree with that part, but nonetheless.
Well, who knows how it would have turned out. One can't deny that.
There is no other country that would save the world for dictatorship. Government takeover of our lives has not come overnight. It seeps in and spreads like a cancer without you realizing it. They'll never give up, but we'll introduce the same ideas over and over again under different names and forms. We need to be forever vigilant and forget party and race or color differences. Thank God I was living in America during my most recent illness. I had the finest doctors and hospitals in the world, which allowed me to live long enough to talk about my past experiences in Austria. When I compare the care I received in Europe with what is available, it's a little confused here. When I compare the care I received in Europe with what is available in Europe, I think he meant America in one of those, it leads me to one conclusion. Government-run insurance can never, ever be as good or cost-effective as that provided by the private sector. So yet another story in the long line of stories outing the government-run healthcare system as inefficient and deadly to people. Yet, no matter how many times we tell these stories, we'll still get a call from somebody in Canada saying, "Boy, I was just in the Canadian hospital the other day, and they sure did treat me great. This is great, this government healthcare system. I don't know what you guys are talking about."
Well, you know, most of the stories that we get are from people who are younger. That's one thing that we found, and when they talk about socialized medicine, it's generally from people that are younger.
Yeah.
And if you are, you know, from a very cynical standpoint, if you're running the government healthcare system, it seems like it's a better idea to take care of the younger people than the older people. The older people have more things wrong with them. They cost more to take care of. The younger people are still paying taxes. The older people are just a drain on the system. And that makes sense to me.
Let's go to your phone calls and talk to Matt in California. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Luther and Mark.
Hi, I just wanted to let you guys know that there's a lot of people in the United States who've lived under socialized health care, namely military members.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when I was in, one of my friends slipped a disc in his back, and an Army doctor told him he was faking it, even though he had an MRI that showed that his spinal cord was being crimped by this disc that he slipped while he was working on the boat.
What happened to him?
He had to go to an outside doctor to get painkillers prescribed to him at his own cost. And then since the military wouldn't recognize his injury, he was sent back to a combat unit. And,
oh, my gosh.
There he was medically discharged because he could no longer function. But he was medically discharged without any disability because they wouldn't recognize his true disability.
Wow.
So did he ever manage to convince the military that his disc was slipped? I mean, was there any kind of appeal process? I mean, because you hear about all kinds of veterans getting out with some kind of disability. What happened with him?
I lost touch with him after I got out of the Navy, but I know he was in a lot of pain for a long time, and he fought to try and stay on the submarine, so...
Yeah, you can imagine that if it is difficult as much difficulty as he had trying to prove while he was in the military that he had a slipped disc while in the military, that he must have had a tremendously more amount of difficulty once he got out trying to, convince them that he got his slipped disc while in the military. Mm-hmm. I mean, it may be over time that he might be able to convince them, but it seems like you'd probably just give up before you would convince them.
Yeah, a lot of good the promises are when they don't make good on them, and then what are you supposed to do about it? By that time, they've already got your money. The system's already in place, and you're screwed unless you happen to be able to afford some sort of private option, which, again, the more governmental interference there is in that particular market, the more expensive the private options will become, the more out of reach.
I also have two quick stories, if you're interested, about Canadian health care.
We got 20 seconds, man. You may have to call in tomorrow at the top of the show.
No problem. I'll tell you my girlfriend's story. She's been trying to get a birth control prescribed to her since last August.
My gosh.
She's faking it. she's faking being a nubile woman.
Hey, if you want to call in tomorrow with your other story, tell us that one again at the top of tomorrow's show, the Saturday Night Show. Thanks for the call, Matt. Appreciate it. And it's been Ian here with you.
And Luther.
And Mark.
We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Candy. For inspiring ideas for your next celebration, be sure to visit us at CelebrationCorner.com. You don't have to wait for a holiday to plan a festive meal. Celebrate anytime with a fun menu or creative theme. Invite friends for a roll-your-own sushi dinner. Or surprise your family with a birthday cake when it's nobody's birthday. Fun is the name of the game, so make up a special reason of your own. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.